The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, earlier this week, we spoke to Rob Cass, who co-designed the website 1millionhomes.ie. Really interesting exercise they carried out, looking at housing across the country, where they looked at the population, they looked at the number of single people of a certain age, and they compared it against the number of houses being built. And he described Drogheda as one of the few places where actually there was lots of new houses coming along, and it wasn't going to take 400 years, or as it was in some parts of the country, in order to buy a house. Have a listen to what Rob had to say.
Drogheda is like the Champions League of Ireland. They have the highest rate of housing supply in the whole of Europe at the moment, would you believe, per person?
Really?
We don't give enough credit to that. I think in Ireland, they're 8 years to get a home. Their rate is three times faster than the housing supply plan, which is brilliant. And we're going, well, if you're a culture like me in Dungarvan and you're seeing my parish depleted because my young kids can't get because of the GAA, because we can't get homes, we go, why can't we be like Drogheda Rural as well, please?
Wow.
Drogheda are the best in Ireland. Every single mammy, daddy, young person needs to be saying, councillors, get me Drogheda, repeat
okay.
it.
Okay, for more on this, we're joined by Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates and Adjunct Associate Professor of Town Planning at UCD. Tom, what is Drogheda doing that makes it so good? Why are they in the Champions League while the rest of us are in the Vauxhall Conference?
Good afternoon, Shane. The reason being that it has, I suppose, the confluence of a lot of useful factors. It's on a good train line. It has two local authorities feeding into it, Meath and Louth. Well, Louth particularly, Meath afterwards. And it has a lot of good factors. It also has a lot of greenfield land that's zoned residential. So it's very good from that point of view. So the problem in Ireland a lot has been that the people, there's three real factors you look at. You need the planning, you need the infrastructure, and you need the economic factors to make it work. And in Ireland, a lot of times in the last few years, there's been a lot of focus on planning, getting the zoning done, and not so much focus on infrastructure and on is it economically viable. So if you take, I just thought looking at this thing, like what makes Drogheda so good, it's also useful to look at what places don't work. So like there's a place, Monard in Cork, that's been flagged for 26 years for development, and it hasn't happened. It's got 5,000 houses per basically pre-approved in the strategic development zone, but it hasn't happened because they don't have the rail line. So the plan says this is all going to happen subject to a rail station, but the rail station hasn't been put in place. So a place like Drogheda has a look, it's kind of the coming together of the right planning, the right infrastructure and an economic market that can take it. And also being on the Dublin-Belfast line is also very helpful.
So the lessons we can learn from other parts of the country, because like it's easy to despair about the housing crisis and kind of think we'll never solve it. But we are getting it right in certain places.
We are, yeah, but like, just if you take the figure that the government has set out for 300,000 houses by the 31st of December 2030, that's 259 houses per day. If you take away St. Patrick's Day and weekends and bank holidays and Christmas holidays, and you calculate from last year when they brought out the plan to that date, it works out at 259 houses a year, but that's around 55,000 per annum. And we're only building around 36, so we have a shortfall because you can look at the projection of the population, but you also have to look at the, you don't start off from a zero position on day one of the plan because there's already a shortfall. So we need to be building more houses. So luckily, the system, inverted commas, is looking at the issue of having a correct zoning. But the two factors they've always sort of forgotten about in a Planning and Development Act is the issue of activation and the issue of delivery. So there's no point in having a plan if you don't activate it. And if you don't, you can activate it, but you have to deliver. And some of the problems have been the issue of finance, that we don't have enough finance in this country to make it happen. So people have to stop complaining about the concept of vulture funds. We need foreign investment, and so we can't do it ourselves. And we need to be building houses, and we need to have a situation that people feel more, that the society looks down, not doesn't look down, but it takes a more critical view of people just objecting for the sake of objecting.
Okay.
And there have been plenty of examples of that. And a place like Drogheda has a lucky, it has all the magic points. But the one thing that Drogheda, I'm just looking to see what it doesn't have that other places might have, is a very important factor of the jobs to residence ratio. It's 0.74 for Drogheda. So 1-to-1 is obviously you've got a job. For every working person, you've got a job. So some places in Ireland do really well and others do really bad. And Drogheda is just below the middle point. It's not brilliant in that point of view. So it has lots of houses, but it's just slightly below the average. So what you want to have is that sweet spot of the correct number of jobs and the correct number of houses.
Okay,
and it's getting there.
Final question. We had Maria Sherlock on the programme a little bit earlier. She was actually talking about the delays in the children's hospital. And she said something. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not quoting her directly here, and I hope I'm quoting her correctly. But she kind of made a comment about the private sector, and she said, that's who the government is depending on to solve the housing crisis. It was a sceptical comment from her. What do you make of that scepticism?
I think it doesn't carry weight. And I give you the argument of the Land Development Agency. There happen to be clients of mine, but we're doing a lot of work with it. We got permission recently for the Central Mental Hospital in Dundrum. This place about to be launched shortly in Cork, overlooking Cork at St. Kevin's. So the LDA is, and it has a very, it's a really good example of public and private sector collaboration, and they're working very strongly with a lot of private developers and opening up lands, because they're finding out that there are certain state lands that are underutilised, and they could be utilised to make to have housing happen, or there could be some blockage in the system that somebody has a piece of private land but a bit of public land next door that could make the whole thing happen. So I think it might have been a fair comment a few years ago, but it certainly isn't true today.
And you believe we need that private sector involvement to hit our housing target?
100%. We can't do it. The public sector will never do it. Like, it's not going to happen and hasn't happened. If you look at a lot of the discussion about the public sector in recent years about we've delivered X number of houses, but what they've done is they bought houses from the private sector. So the state, the people talk about funds buying houses. The biggest purchaser of houses in Ireland from the private sector is the state. So state aren't building houses. They're just buying it from the private sector and saying this is public housing. Mm-hmm. But it's only public housing because they bought it.
Okay. I think Labour does have a policy of having a state housing agency to build houses, aren't we?
Just a quick one, Shane, on that one. It's 5:45 on a Friday. Could you imagine how many people, if everybody was a public sector developer working at 4:15, how many of them would be working now? They wouldn't. It just wouldn't happen. So you need to have people who can be flexible, and you need to be able to grow teams and reduce teams as the market happens. You can't do that with the public sector, but they don't lose their jobs.
Very interesting. Tom Phillips, as always, thank you for talking to us. Tom Phillips there, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates and Adjunct Associate Professor of Town Planning at the UCD. Drogheda is turning into one giant housing estate, says a listener, without green areas, schools, crest facilities or infrastructure. A couple of texts along those lines about the need for more infrastructure.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.